Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Angela Cherby, Fred Film Radio from the 75th Venice Film Festival. I'm here with Mons Rilfried and the director Amir Naderi of the film Magic Lantern. Welcome. First of all, the first question to the director, of course.
Okay.
Magic Lantern is the title of your film. The title of the film is screened inside of the film, yeah. And the Magic Lantern is the first cinematographic machine. So there is a triple reference of your love for cinema. This film is a declaration of love to cinema, I believe.
Definitely. And also, there's I borrow it from the autobiography book from the Ingmar Bergman, so, Magic Lantern. Yeah,
which is another.
Mostly, I get from that, and of course, Bergman and cinema engage anyway. Yes, I did it as a purpose because of I find this idea like dream in the past cinema, not nostalgic, just like remember it, like dream, like something like ghost. You know, I'm after it to find it. And of course, my actors, you know, that helped me to find it anyway. I don't know if you find it or not.
Well, we keep on looking for it.
Yeah.
We keep on searching.
Of course, definitely.
This is like a declaration of love to a certain kind of cinema,
yes.
Because the film starts with this, the last screening of a film.
Yes.
Before the digital, whatever. The story is really complex because it seems to be like a love story, but then it's not only a love story, it's a kind of a thriller, and it's not only a thriller because it's it has many layers of narrative that you manage to mix up and down. And how easy it is for you to deal with this kind of structures?
Actually, for a long time, I'm thinking about that, almost 10 years. You know, but I'm not ready to do it because I try to find this layer you mentioned it, put them together magically. Of course, I get influence from the Japanese filmmaker, which is I'm teaching in Japan, Mizuguchi-san, which is a couple of days ago, I presented his last movie in here, and also Max Ophüls in the French, like La Ronde or like Lolo Montez, and also Minelli, Vincent Minelli in America. These people, you know, follow me. To make this film, color, movement, beauty, ghost, dream, nightmare, everything. But without a good actor, without the pure actor, actually, with a young actor, I never able to do it. Because we don't want to just do these things. We wanted actor bring some magic in it with their own purity. You know, for a long time I'm thinking about it, but very fast this happened, and I did it in the way I can.
So now a question for the actor. As he was introducing you, how did you work with him, with Amir, building up your character and building up the development of the narrative of your character? Mm-hmm. Because it's the perception that the audience have of your character is changing every like 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. There's always something added to what you were before. Mm-hmm. And so you had to work on that too, I believe.
Yeah. Well, I met with Amir, and the first thing that he said, well, I mean, he just told me how personal of a story it was. And I feel like he told me later, I mean, he was waiting to have such an emotional connection with an actor, someone he believes who would tell his story and serve it justice. And he wanted me to be as kind of raw and as much as myself as I could have possibly been, so that when I got to dealing with the two different characters, he could just navigate me, and he knows that his emotions are what I'm trying to feed off of, and those are the impulses that I'm trying to take. And he did give me a lot of homework, a lot of movies to check out, a lot of actors that he would reference, and he just made me run a lot so that I was
actually,
kind of...
you run a lot. You're right.
Yeah, no, I was running a lot. There's also, Noah was telling me there was like 6 hours of running that they cut because he really got me mentally and physically exhausted so that I felt like in there. And he was talking about purity, like I was very hungry to work, and especially with someone as prolific as Amir Naderi. So I just felt like I wanted to serve his kind of story in his life justice with that.
You are like you bring on the love story of the film, one of the more obvious and visible love story of the film, because there are many others underneath. Did you touch of your personal experience of rejected love or lost love in your life in order to be so convincing being in love with that girl that we don't know her name until the very end because she changes name every time?
Yeah, I definitely drew from my own personal experiences. I also listened to Amir, and he told me his whole life story too, and I tried to serve his life and try to be as, you know, autobiographical in terms of his life, because it is so much, I feel like, a reflection or like a memoir of his life. And beyond, I feel like, just rejected love, I feel like it's also just the how people are drawn, what draws people to cinema. And I feel like that kind of the isolation, but also the kind of like safe space that is kind of permitted by, you know, living in cinema and becoming obsessed with watching it. And I feel like living in that world too, I feel like there was a lot of real love, and then also just fantasy that really work in tandem together for this particular story.
Listen, Amir, you have a cast of a lot of actors, a lot of young ones, very well hyper famous and hyper established actress like Jacqueline Bisset. How do you work your actors? I mean, how do you treat them?
My way is a little bit not academic way, you know, very personal way. I try to find relationship friendly, or like, for example, with Monk, I said, from today, you're my godson. Okay, be careful. And to Sophie, too. You know, I said, you guys, you know, my kid now. As a result, maybe I'll be rude, maybe I'll be harsh, but my heart with you, I never leave you, and always under your back. Any moment you help, I put you in the right direction. Which is this relationship slowly make, because I believe that they have talent. I'm not worried about the talent. But how can they bring this talent the way I want it? The way I do it, which is, this is the 21st feature film I did. You know, thank God.
So you have some experience.
And slowly I put myself to heart of my actor. They never know when this happened. After 1 month, if you're coming to my set, you see so many Amiris there. You know, everything with same people, same person. Thank you very much. Cut.
Okay, thank you very much. You did it for me. I'm Joel Cherby, Fred Film Radio, from the Venice Film Festival, for Fred the Festival Insider. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.